Good morning, Carroll County. Happy Sunday. This is Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with your weekly podcast from the Carroll County Commissioner's Office. Hopefully, starting off with the fact that we have had a stretch of gorgeous weather, and I hope everyone has had the opportunity to get out and take advantage of not only the weather, but the fabulous venues that we have in this county and all of the resources that are available for folks to enjoy. We have tremendous opportunity here for those, whether it be from our farmers markets in many of our municipalities to our wineries and breweries and all points in between, including all of those venues that have Fall Fest activities. I hope that everyone is taking the opportunity to enjoy this time of year and visit some of these venues before you got to get yourself jammed up with leaf raking. So that's coming down the pike. But anyway, I hope everyone's had the opportunity to enjoy great opportunities here in our county and honestly, the surrounding jurisdictions. There's a lot going on, but certainly want to point out that Carroll County has some of the best anywhere. On that note, we this past weekend had the opportunity to pay tribute to a very important aspect of Carroll when it comes to outside activities, and that is our ag preservation. We have exceeded 75,000 acres of ag preservation now in Carroll, on the way to the 100,000 acre goal that we have that was set some years ago, and we are well on our way there. Just to touch base a little bit on that, that's a third of the acreage here in Carroll County. It's an amazing place to be. It keeps the heritage of our county front and center, and that's all things ag. It goes to what we're trying to do here on the balance of making sure that we have not only incredible open space, but also good economic growth and development and the opportunity for folks to build, live in the residential setting here. All, again, while maintaining that delicate balance of having all three come into play. And I think we've done a really good job of that over the years. There have been quite a few boards of Carroll County Commissioners since this program really began in earnest back in the 80s. And I want to applaud all of those that have continued to put an emphasis on ag preservation. There have been times that it has come a little bit under fire, especially when it comes to the fiscal responsibility behind making sure that we have the resources to do ag pres. But it has prevailed, and we are a much better county as a result of that. So I want to make sure, again, to say thank you to all of those families, those agricultural families that have become part of that program. Not only is it creating open land for a long time, but it's also providing the opportunity for agricultural families, farm families, to continue to do what they have known as they have grown up, and that is farming, agricultural, you know, food processing, the whole nine yards here. So we had a great ceremony this past weekend at the Carroll County Farm Museum during Fall Harvest Days, where many folks were given the opportunity to speak. The governor's office certainly was here. We had the Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Joe Bartenfelder, who represented the governor's office. And I want to thank everyone, and I'm not going to name them all because I would miss someone, but thank everyone that has been responsible for this over the years. And thank everyone for the great opportunity we had last Saturday to pay tribute to this. This is something that we're all very proud of, and we will continue, I hope, in future years to support so that Carroll remains what it is today. So, again, thank you to everyone there. This is Fire Prevention Month, and I would be remiss with my background if I didn't touch on that briefly. The theme for this month is learning the sounds of fire prevention. And, of course, that goes to our smoke detectors, our CO detectors that we have in our homes to ensure that you, your family, understand what the beep means when it goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning. Familiarizing everyone in your family with a way in which to get out and have a gathering place if you need to get out of your residence, and making sure that certainly all of those tools are working properly, whether that includes changing batteries or making sure that the sprinkler systems in your homes have been inspected and need to be looked at or are being maintained in the best possible way. All of that comes into play. Remembering, of course, that our emergency services here in Carroll County are primarily volunteer and will remain so for long periods of time here. So what we can do to ensure that we don't have to call our volunteers out is very important. So just take a quick moment to check all of those things in your residences or in your place of work or wherever you are to ensure that all of these tools, these great fire safety tools that we have, are in good working conditions. This is the month to do that. And of course, fire prevention should be something that is on your mind throughout the year, not just this time of year, but it's front and center now. So let's continue to be mindful of all of that. Recently, from a personal note, got a chance to go on the Chesapeake Connect trip. As some of you probably know, I'm honored to be the chairman of the Baltimore Metropolitan Council this year, which is made up of not only Baltimore City, but the surrounding jurisdictions as well. This year's trip was to Philadelphia, and we had the great opportunity of looking, seeing, listening, absorbing what Philadelphia is doing to continue their city on a path of being safe, innovative, etc. And we had some great folks. I had a chance to personally attend with the County Executive Harford County, Tony Bridges, Delegate to the Maryland General Assembly, our State Senate President, Mr. Bill Ferguson, County Executive from Baltimore County, Johnny Olszewski, Anne Arundel County Executive, Stuart Pittman. Two of those folks were unable to attend. Brandon Scott, the Mayor of Baltimore City, is recovering from a positive COVID test that he had. And certainly our thoughts and concerns and prayers go out to Dr. Calvin Ball, the County Executive of Howard County, who recently lost his dad. So those two were not in attendance. But the rest of us had a great opportunity. Oh, and by the way, I neglected to say Barry Glassman when I said to Harford County Executive. So had a great opportunity for 3 days to see what Philly is doing. And they're struggling. A lot of these cities are struggling, just like Baltimore City is. But the Chesapeake Connect trip basically gives us the opportunity to network with individuals, and hopefully together these cities can come together and work towards a positive place. And that's just exactly what we do. And why, you may ask, does Carroll County get involved in that? Let's be clear. Baltimore City drives the engine of all things Maryland. Whether you like that or not, that's what occurs. We're lucky enough to be involved in that when it comes to transportation issues, et cetera, that affect us all in this Baltimore metro region. So that was a great opportunity, and I'll be sharing more of that with my colleagues and staff as we go throughout the month of October and November. Lastly, I must also remind folks that we are still involved with all things COVID. It is my personal belief that the way we're going to get out of this is to continue to utilize best practices, continue to make sure that we indeed do get the vaccine, and be aware of your surroundings. When you're inside places that there are large gatherings, masking is still the preferred method. I have talked to too many people in the last several weeks that are still being personally, directly affected by this pandemic. A good friend of mine lost a dear friend of his last week as a result of COVID complications. And of course, we all know the story about Colin Powell, who recently passed away, who had the vaccine, but again, had underlying health circumstances that led him to his unfortunate passing. So it's important to ensure that we continue to be mindful of COVID as we move forward, especially with the months that are coming, where a lot of us will not be able to gather outside. We'll need to be looking at those inside activities that occur. So continue to be mindful. We're not out of this yet, but I personally encourage everyone, please, please get vaccinated. That's the way that we're going to get out of this. So other than that, I want to make sure that, again, everyone is enjoying this incredible fall weather. My best to everyone for a safe, wonderful rest of October and November. And I will talk to you soon as we approach the holidays. As always, it is my honor and privilege to be one of your county commissioners, and I thank you for the opportunity to serve. This has been Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance with your weekly Commissioner's Report.